In this mad, crazy, mixed-up world, people can be, well, a little grumpy. Joy 94.9's very own resident grumpy gaze, yes, we all see the irony in that, Matt and Helen, or as we like to call them, the Greys, are about to take you on a wonderful weekly exploration of the grumpier side of life. Face it, embrace it, grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. It's time to get your grump on with the Grumpy Gaze.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Or maybe you're just tired, have a cold or lost a sock, and you say, don't cheer me up, oh, I sure don't want to talk. Because you are grumpy as a grizzly bear, and has needn't all winter long.
Good evening, Grumpsters. You're with the Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9. And now, before we kick off the show this week, I want to take a moment just between you and I, before Mr. Grey arrives with our guest, to bring you up to speed. I know you've all realised that Mr. Grey and I seem to have acquired a new friend, so to speak. That continues to join us at our weekly Grump Fest with you. The sad truth is that Doug, also known as the Angry Gay Man, is our, how do I say this? Well, he's our bachelor nosy neighbour. Now, I realise that Mr. Grey and I have been experimenting with a trial separation for a number of months now, but over the course of the last few weeks, we have, in actual fact, been making up for lost time. I currently have a forensic accountant going through all of our bank accounts, but that's another story. Anywho, whilst on our trial separation, it appears Mr. Grey has befriended our neighbour, who has been visiting regularly each week with his offerings of tuna mornay, bomb Alaska and prawn cocktails. And, well, I can't say any more. Here they come. Oh, Doug, you're back. And what is it you have for us this week?
Helen, hello. Matt, hello. I've come bearing my Black Forest ghetto.
Oh, God.
Wonderful.
It's like Margaret Fulton threw up on this place.
Ingrate.
How are you both going this week?
Oh, look, I'm doing all right, I suppose, you know. Not really much to report here in Bunker Grey. What about you, Doug?
Oh, look, you know what? It's, well, I'm in Bunker Grey with you, Matt, so it's lovely. I mean, I'm absolutely fine, thank you very much. It's been an interesting week, and I think we'll be talking quite a lot this evening about some of the other things that I've been finding interesting this week too. So that's all coming up on tonight's show.
And we've also got Mad World. Whatever next, Miss Paltrow?
I got regular segment room 666. And tonight I'm putting in complainers, which you could actually argue is us.
But we're the upper echelon of complainers, I believe. We've also got hit or myth, and of course it's Doug's turn this week, and we need to find out whether Mr. Grey's little episode with a hot American making a dash from a country club in downtown, where was it? Big Wash. And what was it? A grader? No, what was the...
Earth Mover.
Was actually a hit or a myth?
We will be finding that out later, I think, Matt. We might ask you and see how it is.
I can't wait.
And what else do we have, Matt?
We've got Agent of the Week.
Woohoo.
It's the vegan jogger.
Oh.
And yeah, I think you'll be in for a surprise this evening.
And lastly, I understand Doug, our angry gang man, wants to grab us. What about our music theme for this week?
Well, I believe, Helen, as per discussed last week, and because there was a sad bereavement amongst this lovely group, that the Pointer Sisters are going to be our musical theme.
Yes, we are doing a little bit of a tribute to the Pointer Sisters, Bonnie Pointer, who founded the group, who are responsible for hits such as Yes We Can, Fairy Tale, and Jump for My Love, has died, age 69. I think this was last week or the week before. Miss Pointer convinced three of her church singing siblings to form the group in 1969, which would go on to become one of the biggest bands of the next two decades. Bonnie Pointer left the group in 1977. So there you go. She was the Ginger Spice of the Pointer Sisters. Her three sisters had nearly disbanded when she quit, instead regrouped, shed their retro image for a modern pop sound, and became one of the biggest acts of the 1980s with huge hits, including He's So Shy, Jump For My Love, and Neutron Dance. Your favourite, Doug?
A grumpy gay ode to the Pointer Sisters. Absolutely. And aren't we kicking off with one of Matt's favourites, given his little shenanigans over the last few weeks?
Oh, look, I can't help but move my hips to this. You know, a bit of wee might come out even. I'm so excited.